right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. 844-967-2789 in Texas at that same number. Vladimir Putin plans to let world starve unless demands met as Russia hoards grain. This, again, is just heartbreaking. Russia has said it is prepared to allow grain to leave Ukraine's Black Sea ports as long as sanctions imposed against Moscow due to the Russian invasion of Ukraine are eased. For those of you who may not know, Sandy and I talk about that a lot. The amount of food, grain that comes from Russia and Ukraine, 40 to 50% of the global grain comes through those two countries. There is talk about major famine because Russia is not going to let that grain through. They blockaded that opening in the Black Sea. And this is a serious, serious time. And we as Americans need to be aware of it. You need to pay attention. You need to go on the internet and look up Newsweek and other issues like that to educate yourself on the time, where we are, and what's about to happen, an escalation into this war by the United States government and Russia that could lead to nuclear war. Make no mistake about it, we are moving quickly to a time that we may never, ever forget. So again, Russia is now mounting cruise missiles, something that we would have never, ever thought. I mean, we knew that these things existed. America has their share of cruise missiles, and so does Russia. But we never, ever thought there would ever be a time when we would even think about using them, because once you start using cruise missiles, it won't be long before you start using nuclear weapons. We are at that point. That conversation is being had. So the comments by Russia's deputy foreign minister, follow fear that Russia's blockade of Ukraine ports could cause global starvation as accusations mount that Vladimir Putin is weaponizing food as part of his invasion. Ukraine is a major exporter of corn and sunflower oil, and together with Russia provides nearly a third of global wheat and barley supplies. Around 20 million tons of grain remain stranded at the Black Sea ports, prompting Western countries to propose safe quarters for food exports, but this would require Russians' consent. Now, when you hear that, and then you go back and hear that Russia is thinking that the United States is preparing to hit their ships that are blockading the Black Sea, it's not a leap. If you think about how we got into World War II, how we got into the Vietnam War, that this could possibly happen. I don't know what your thoughts are, but as we move towards Memorial Day, it is a dangerous, dangerous, dangerous time. And we cannot forget what is happening with this war. Rudenko, who is the foreign minister of, of Russia, said Wednesday, "We are always ready for dialogue with everyone who seeks a peaceful resolution of all problems," adding, "I leave Ursula von der Leyen's statement on the conscience." Rudenko's stance echoes that made by former Russian President Dmitry Medvedev, who tied the passage of food from Ukraine with an easing of sanctions that have isolated Moscow since this invasion of Ukraine began in February 24th. In a post on his Telegram social media channel last week, Medvedev, who is deputy chairman of Russia's Security Council, said that allowing food to leave Ukraine's ports would come with strings attached. Countries that import our wheat and other food products will have a very difficult time without supplies from Russia, he said, adding that the country expects assistance from trading partners, including on the international platforms. I'd ask you, our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. What should be done? You know, yes, Russia and Ukraine are in a war. The United States has been supporting Ukraine. To what degree? What should we do next? If it does lead to the fact that Russia is not going to allow this food to get out of the Black Sea, and that, you know, nations are going to be starving. You know, America is not one of those nations, but many others are going to be starving. What is your thought? This is not an easy, you know, exercise that we are involved in. For all the people who quickly say we need to ramp up and we need to get more involved in this, what do you say? On Friday, Ukrainian Minister of Internal Affairs advisor Anton Gershenko tweeted that the U.S. is preparing a plan to destroy the Black Sea Fleet. The effective work of the Ukrainians on warships convinced the USA to prepare a plan to unblock the ports, he said. Deliveries of powerful anti-ship weapons, harpoon and naval strike missiles with a range of 250 to 300 kilometers are being discussed. His message follows a report that from Reuters that the White House is working on a plan to put anti-ship missiles in the hands of Ukrainian troops to defeat the naval blockades. U.S. officials and congressional sources said the powerful anti-ship missiles, which Gershenko referred to, may be either directly shipped to Ukraine or transferred through a European ally. Ukraine has called for more U.S. firepower beyond the artillery, Javelin, and Stinger missiles it currently has, so it can push an estimated 20 Russian naval ships, including submarines, away from its Black Sea ports. In April, Russia's Black Sea Fleet flagship, Moskva, was sunk by Ukrainian missiles. We are in a horrific time, a very, very dangerous time. And I just hope that with all the other things that are going on, that we don't lose sight of the inherent dangers and the conversation that is being had right now, as well as offering a tactical advantage to help Ukraine's war effort. The supply of more arms would also have global ramifications, as it would pave the way to a restart of shipments of grain and other agricultural products. But just how to further arm Ukraine has U.S. officials worried about what might happen if the weapons were captured by Russian forces and add to an escalation, according to Reuters. One American official said no one wants to be the first or only country to supply a harpoon, fearing reprisals from Russia. I am frightened, to say the least. You know, we are that close. And so there has to be even more conversations. What happened to diplomacy? Where is the diplomacy? Why are we not? And so, you know, Yes, Russia has invaded Ukraine. You can't undo that. But diplomacy must enter. Without diplomacy, we're headed for the perils that our forefathers feared. Really are. It's another time in history that should have been prevented, could have been prevented. You know, we talk about we don't want Iran to get nuclear weapons. There's a debate, an argument right now going on about we don't want Iran. We can't allow Iran to have nuclear weapons. And we're having that debate and argument right now in the face of the mother of all nuclear weapons, Russia, and our nation, knocking heads in the near future. I don't want to hear the argument about Iran. Our focus should be on this. You know, wow. Russia has loaded these really cruise missiles on their submarines. How much time we got left, Sam? Okay. We'll come to the phone lines after the break. But we gotta start paying attention to this. We really do. It's really getting out of control. At some point in time, we're not going to be able to turn back. The loading of cruise missiles onto submarines is a major sign that we're almost getting to the point where we won't be able to turn it back. 844-967-2789 is the number. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Me.